Dan, there's so many new targeted agents that are being developed now. It almost seems like a traffic jam in terms of which trials. This is not just in breast cancer, but in many tumors right now. Taking a step back and looking at our strategy of drug development, what are some of the challenges that we're facing right now in developing new agents?
I think that the biggest challenge to me is putting these drugs together in a way that makes sense, but is combination. You know, in the old days when chemotherapy was started and combinations were put together, the NCI basically owned the drugs and rented them out to companies, and so Tom Fry and these guys could just pull them off the shelf and put them together. I know that I've heard Kent say that the big challenge we have is getting people to play ball and putting these combinations together, because they frequently are owned by different companies. The second is designing trials that have a trial design that tell us if we're making headway. And so, for example, putting something that already works together with something that probably works and trying to decide if it works in a phase two is really hard to figure out your endpoints. I think there are some surrogate endpoints that might give us a better idea, but I think we need to be more clever about what we're examining in terms of endpoints, but also more political in terms of trying to get people to put some of these things together. I am convinced that angiogenesis needs to be attacked in many ways. This is a ubiquitous process, and we've got to attack all four of those elements, not one at a time. So that to me is the biggest challenge.